With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. In a moment, we'll learn about how companies are using artificial intelligence to help their IT networks run more efficiently. First, here are some tech headlines. As they continue to struggle with store closings, some U.S. mall owners and retailers are stepping up their use of technology that recognizes people's faces but stops short of identifying and recording them. The technology detects facial features and individuals' paths of travel anonymously. Artificial intelligence is then used to mine that data to determine traffic patterns, worker performance, and consumer reaction to displays and marketing. The Wall Street Journal says the facial recognition technology is capable of IDing customers, but mall owners say they're worried about violating people's privacy. Artificial intelligence is the latest technology that shopping center owners are using to cope with fast-changing consumer tastes and growth in e-commerce. Landlords are hoping they can mine insights on consumer behavior from aggregate data to demonstrate and increase the value of bricks and mortar. Warehouse workers who are driving to their jobs at many of the new distribution centers dotting the U.S. landscape may not be alone. Recruiters could be on their digital trail. The Wall Street Journal says logistics companies looking for workers in a tight U.S. job market are casting a virtual net using a technique called geofencing to target people as they drive by sites or even park their cars in competitors' lots. Logistics recruiters are serving up advertisements on workers' smartphones for job openings in a field where companies are scrambling to keep up with growing demands of e-commerce and a robust U.S. economy. The boom in e-commerce has spurred the rapid expansion of sprawling fulfillment centers to handle online purchases. Still ahead, how artificial intelligence can prevent corporate IT breakdowns. As information technology gets more complex, companies are turning to artificial intelligence to automate their operations. Corporate networks are handling more data than ever and can break down due to increased traffic related to emails, file transfers, videos, and business applications. The Wall Street Journal says AI is powering so-called self-healing technology to help networks run more efficiently. Joining us with more on the story is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Castellanos. Sarah, what is the purpose of this AI-driven technology? Is it to fix network problems as they occur and thus prevent networks from crashing?
Yeah, exactly. So artificial intelligence is infiltrating many areas of large corporations. In this case, AI is being used to automate certain IT tasks that would have otherwise been done by humans. This is commonly referred to as what you said, self-driving or self-healing IT. And this is primarily because machine learning algorithms in many cases have become more advanced, and they're proactively and automatically finding problems and fixing them.
So that's the real advantage, these new algorithms, these advanced algorithms?
Yeah. So in the past, these are corporate IT tasks that would have been done by humans. The advantage of having artificial intelligence in the mix is that AI can process many more amounts of data than a human can. So typically, a human in the past would have to identify a problem. For example, an application goes down because there's just not enough compute space or storage capacity, and the person would spend a few hours fixing it. But with artificial intelligence, the problem can be detected and fixed automatically, and in some cases, prevented from actually happening at all.
You talked to the chief information officer at Adobe, the software company. How are they using AI to run their IT networks?
Yeah, so this is an AI software that's been in use for about a year. They're using it to automate about 25 core IT tasks that would have otherwise been done by humans. One example of how they're using it is that the system automatically fixes failures in what's called data batching, which is basically a method for processing and transferring large amounts of data. The average time to correct a data batching failure in the past was about 30 minutes, and with the AI platform, it's been reduced to about 3 minutes. The software is also proactive, so it can detect whether a specific business application is about to crash, and it can automatically increase the computing or storage capacity for that application.
So in sum, can we say the goal of AI is to allow corporate IT systems to run and monitor themselves rather than have humans do the job?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of companies are saying that it's kind of augmenting their jobs in a way. And, you know, these IT people will not necessarily be replaced. It's more about kind of helping them do their jobs better and freeing them up for more important tasks. But a lot of analysts that I've talked to say that this automation system and AI will become a really crucial part of managing and maintaining large networks, especially as they get larger with the emergence of 5G and IoT and augmented reality and the like.
Who sells this technology? Isn't IBM one of the companies that is selling this AI technology?
Yeah, many companies actually do sell this technology, but also companies like Adobe are building it completely in-house. IBM, though, was one of the first companies to kind of coin or kind of develop the term self-healing technology, and they started selling products related to that for about a decade, and artificial intelligence has been getting more prevalent as the decade has advanced.
Wasn't there a survey by data research firm IDC, and I think they asked IT employees or IT workers what their biggest concern was or what they wanted to see as far as improvements were concerned?
Yeah, as far as improvements were concerned, a lot of them, about half of them, said that they would want automation and artificial intelligence specifically to make the customer experience, meaning the employee experience, run very smooth and smoother than it already is. And specifically to reduce the time that they have to spend fixing and kind of preventing app crashes.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Castellanos. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.